Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. The alleged mastermind of the data breach affecting pubs and clubs around the state is set to be charged with blackmail. The Western Sydney man was arrested late yesterday. Meantime, East Maitland Bowling Club says it's got no idea why it's been named as one of the venues caught up in the breach, affecting a million people. President Bill Hopkins says the club's almost 19,000 members can rest assured their personal info hasn't been shared.
The provider that's been breached, we don't do dealings with them at all. We have no dealings with them. Although we've been named, none of our data has been breached.
The search will continue this morning for a missing Lake Macquarie woman who vanished on Wednesday after telling family she was going for a walk. Crews spent much of yesterday scouring the Glenrock State Conservation Area not far from where Vicky Davies' car was found. There are grave concerns for the 63-year-old's welfare as she suffers from a medical condition. A New South Wales Cabinet meeting this morning will see state leaders discuss the possibility of a royal commission into domestic violence. The opposition is also calling for the government to consider urgent bail reforms. It's suggesting increased use of electronic monitoring devices for those on bail on serious domestic violence charges and changes to the powers given to registrars. And Bonza flights will be grounded even longer until at least Wednesday now. The budget carrier's future remains up in the air after its planes were repossessed. Penrith has overcome a slow start to pile more pain on South Sydney, running out 42-12 winners last night. Tonight's action kicks off with Manly hosting Canberra before Brisbane tackles the Roosters. Meantime, the Warriors head to Newcastle on Sunday, coming off back-to-back losses. Coach Andrew Webster reckons overcoming their form slump is the biggest challenge of his coaching career so far.
It's something that we probably haven't faced simply because of expectation, because I think we've had worse areas last year of losing in a row, but I think it's simply because people expect more of us, and that's cool. We expect more of ourselves.